My heart tells me that here's a group of students who I admire, who I've known the last 3 years through thick and thin, and yes, who I care for very deeply. Yes, because of my caring, I had to get on your case when you did not have a pass, when you did bring pop into the lunchroom, or when you decided it was pizza time. Remember that? It's too bad that we cannot keep these students just a little longer. Teach them just a few more skills so that they will not fail. We all want them to succeed in life. However, sometimes you do have to fail in order to succeed. So, what can I tell this group of good-looking graduates who want to succeed so much, who we all want to succeed so much? I can tell you to never, never forget who you are, or forget your parents and guardians and what they have done for you. Wherever you go, whatever you do, they will be right there, thinking of you and deeply caring for you. I can tell you to take care of yourselves, because if you don't, you will not only hurt yourself, but those around you. I have so many words of encouragement and goodwill for you graduates of 1990. As the numbers on the flats indicate, let today be the beginning of a new decade for you, a beginning filled with laughter, happiness, and success. We at Rolf, 1990 graduates, your parents, guardians, friends, relatives, and Mr. C are pulling for you. Yes, graduates, the future is out there. What is in store for you? What will it be like for you? The last 13 years, your parents, guardians, relatives, the school, and community organizations, such as Church, Scouts, 4-H, Young Life, all have contributed to your upbringing and learning of skills. You learn to read, write, and count. Yes, you need those skills, but I want you to use those skills and be determined. I want you to persevere. I want you to use those skills, every one of them, and do your best, no less. There's nobody like you seniors. You ladies and gentlemen are so unique. I really don't want to go into too many details about your uniqueness. You're one daring group. Some of you might wonder why I say that. Folks, you should have been with us at Mankato on those ski slopes, right, Dennis? Jason, Brad, Melanie, Patty, and the rest of you. Were they daring? That is one big understatement. I was so glad that we came back in one piece and not several. This group is not only daring, but they're very inventive, intelligent, and very competitive. Competitive in the classroom, on the track, the football field, the basketball court, the baseball, the softball field. Yes, I will miss you. We all will miss you as you are leaving Rolf Community Schools, your teachers and friends. I want you to build on the foundation that your parents, community, and school have provided you. Build on that foundation, brick by brick, nail by nail. And as you build and carve a future for yourself, remember. Remember who else can claim to be a Rolf Ram, River Valley Rebel, and now Pocahontas Area Indian or Maiden. Remember that you, the graduating class, have survived many changes during the last several years. Remember to give yourself the opportunity to find out how you can learn more about your abilities and how you can apply them to improve your life and the lives of those surrounding you. I sincerely hope that you will use your talents to the fullest. Go after your star, your dream, with all your faith and determination. And while you do that, be happy. Believe in yourself. Believe in your Lord. And believe in your fellow man. With that, graduates, I send you on your way. God be with you.